When the world is calling, whether it's sunny beaches, global cities, or boardrooms that can't wait, getting there starts here. With over 55 nonstop destinations, a new nonstop to Montreal on Air Canada, and 20 nonstop flights a day to New York City, Columbus makes travel simpler, smarter, and closer than you think. Start your trip at flycolumbus.com.
Hello, and welcome to the On Call Room,
a Grey's Anatomy podcast.
I'm Abby.
I'm Bree, and it's a beautiful, beautiful day to podcast. Welcome, everyone.
Hello. Welcome. We miss you.
Oh my gosh, it feels so weird recording right now. I don't really quite remember how to do it, but it feels good to be back here.
I was feeling the same way when I was plugging my microphone in. I was like, and what is this? What? How do I do this?
Yeah.
We are just wanting to say hi and give a little update. We have been, our patrons, I feel like, have more of an update than most of you. And
yes.
So we just wanted to give a little personal update, check in, a little end of summer check in, and share some news. And
I have an idea. Okay. So Brene Brown does a two word check in.
Ooh. Okay.
Like, and so, like, if you could have like two words, what would they be?
Ooh, okay. Oh, I have two options.
Okay.
Is it two words that go together, like to make a thing?
No,
or like,
no, oh. You could say like joyful and sad. Like you could do both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just in general.
I'm going to say pregnant and puppies. Surprise.
Wow. Surprise.
If any, some of you I think saw on my if you follow my personal Instagram, but I'm pregnant and I have been for 23 weeks or something like that.
23 beautiful weeks. And I have known for
23 weeks.
Pretty much 23 weeks almost.
Yeah. I found out I was pregnant towards like mid to late April. And as you know, we were like recording at that time. And Bree knew first of like pretty much because I had called off recording with her twice or like once. And then I finally was like, if I go there and not drink one more time, and I just wanted her to know. And so it just happened quickly. And I walked into her home with a box of like shitty white wine. And I said, here, you have to drink this. I can't.
It was so great. It was a really great way to tell me because number one, I got wine out of it. And number two, I was just so incredibly excited and happy for you and for Jake and your growing family. So
it was just so funny in like true friendship way, because I think with a lot of other people, oh, and not that they're not true, this is not, doesn't dictate friendships, but for the other people I told, I waited a while. And so I had like time to like
think about
craft
it.
a way of doing it. And Jake and I were just like, I think I have to tell Bree today. And so just like blurted it out at you.
It's funny. It almost felt like tasky. Like, I just got to get this out of the way for you to know that this is happening. So like, I don't have to hide a secret from you.
And it was so early that like I didn't feel any different yet. So it's just really weird where you're like, well, I peed on this thing and it says I'm pregnant. But like, I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah.
So I peed on 20 of them. And they all say I'm pregnant.
So how are you feeling today in your pregnancy?
Today, I'm feeling great. During the like whatever episodes were coming out in May and early June, I was not feeling well at all. I am truly, I think through all of this, just I have been humbled. I am someone who thinks that like you can push through things. And like, if someone's complained, I'm like, well, maybe they just weren't like, maybe it wasn't that. I don't know. I just didn't know. And I've been humbled to my core by how hard this is and how in awe I am of the people who have done it before me, the people who will do it after me, the people who have done it more than once. I am just truly like, I cannot believe our human species has continued on because it was tough. But now today I feel great. Like I'm very much like, I look like a pregnant person. I'm wearing sweatpants, low rise, like Meredith Grey.
Hell yeah.
Which I totally like haven't done since I was in seventh grade. And
gotta
so it's weird to see my legs look so short.
Yeah.
You know, because like turns out my hips are really far down. Yep. And so I have like little short legs and I'm wearing a tank top and my belly's just hanging out and I'm just pregnant.
You're just pregnant. Yeah. I don't want to like put words in your mouth, but when you were saying like you're truly humbled by this experience, I feel like you said to me at one point when it was like tough. I mean, I'm sure there are going to be other tough moments, yeah. but like in a moment of toughness that you were like, I really understand now that this should be like a choice that people make and no one should be forced into this. So,
yeah, like I think not to get like super political in this moment, but like it has strengthened my belief that no one should have to do this if they didn't want to, because it's insane. It's literally insane, especially because like the baby is moving now. And so I'm like, oh, there's like something in me. Mm-hmm. Like it's really crazy. Also, there's only one. I made them double check that. I just also, I'm like, wow, some people like your sister has twins.
I know.
Some people have triplets.
I know. It is like those moments. It's very exciting. Like, oh, pregnancy. Yay. Peed on a stick. And then the moment when you find out there's two in there, it's like an oh shit moment. Like, oh my God.
There was a part of me that was like, that would be nice, because then I would just never have to do this again.
Yeah.
But there is one and it will be great. I don't know what we're having, so don't ask me, because I don't know. We're not finding out. I do want to know. It's not like I don't want to know, but the surprise, I'm like looking forward to that moment.
Yeah, I love that.
So I'm due end of December, early January, to be decided. Who knows? It's just really wild. And so that all happened late April. And then also some of you maybe saw, I don't mean to like bring down the mood, but I do feel like he was an unofficial mascot of our podcast along with Marge. Sweet baby McCoy left the earth sometime in August. I don't know the date. It was about 4 weeks ago, which was horrible. Also, like so many of you were so kind and sent messages. And but it's just, yeah, it was a really weird thing where like life and death are intersecting at the same time. And here's what I'll say is it was totally his time. His cancer came back like pretty bad. So there was no question. Mm-hmm. I did not feel sad for him. I felt very sad for me and Jake. He went peacefully at our house. We had someone come here. It was just, I've never felt more carried by a community in my entire life. The amount of just flowers and cards and well wishes that were sent to me, I really did think my home looked like a funeral home. Like yeah. There were so many florals. I made an altar. It was very peaceful and super heartbreaking. And I mean, he was 11. He had three legs. He defeated cancer 2.5 years ago. And I was in no way. He also died on a full moon, which I'm like, is so beautiful and cool, because it's like there's some things that it can represent like a full life. Yeah. And so that was just, I have total closure about him dying. Other than that, I was really, really mourning the loss of bringing home this baby inside of me to meet my furry baby. Yeah. That was like an experience that I really wanted. And so that was horrible. And I like was so sad. And so in typical fashion, Jake and I have rebounded and we adopted a new dog a week ago. And who knows what I've gotten myself into.
I mean, I think it was the right choice. And this is the dog that your child will remember.
Kid's first dog.
Yeah. Like it's very, and he seemed, I haven't met him yet.
I know you need to.
I know. I'm very excited to meet him. But from all of the photos and things you've said about him, seems like such a sweet dog and weirdly kind of looks like McCoy.
That's why I picked him. He looks like a clone. He's just half the size.
Which is
nice. He's a tiny little boy. It was like sort of impulsive, but also when we got McCoy, it was also impulsive. So there's really no good time. And I thought if I already had a baby, I'd probably be too overwhelmed to mm-hmm. think about getting a dog. So mm-hmm. I might as well just do this now. How funny is this? I've not had any major life updates since we started this podcast. I think I've just had all of them.
Like, yeah, in one, all of them in like, once. Like a couple months. Yeah.
Yeah. If I was moving, that would be like the final, but I'm not. I'm still, the house is staying the same.
The house is the same. And I mean, the mattress was a pretty big update in your life, I would say.
I still sometimes get people who are like, how did you find the mattress? I'm like, just listen to this episode, please.
You will understand. Yeah, you've had so many updates and so many like really exciting things. But like you said, it's like been intertwined with loss. Like there is like this really exciting new thing happening in your life. But there's also like, in the beginning, it was really difficult. And then like coming out of that season and then losing your dog and then wrapped in all of that, I feel like just in general, I feel like this summer has been really weird for like our friends and family. And like, you were not the only like there. I think there are like two or three other people that we know that their dogs died this summer. Like,
yeah,
it's been
anyone
weird.
Who got a dog because so we're I'm 34. You're 30. Are you 32?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Anyone who got a dog or an animal post college or like right when they graduated, like we are nearing the age of those animals are getting older and it's happening. It's so, I knew it would, but it's like shocking. It feels like everyone's firstborn children are passing away.
Yeah.
It's just hard. It's sad.
It is.
But they're
sad.
Going to the, over the rainbow bridge.
Yeah.
Someone got me a children's book that was like, about dogs going to heaven, and I wept when I read it.
Oh, that's so nice. People
can you imagine
are...
me trying to read this to my baby? Like, oh,
oh my God.
Marge is fine, everyone. Marge is fine.
I mean, she's okay. She's having one of her licking, you know, spells right now. But, you know, things have kind of been in turmoil at our house.
She energetically feeds off of you.
She really does. So, yeah, but I mean, I don't want to like transition into that. Is there anything else you want to say about pregnancy, McCoy?
No, I feel really, really grateful to be in this club. I know that it's a club that can be really difficult to like, it can be very hard to conceive. And I am very sensitive to that. A lot of our community has been going through that. So I want to know, like, I did want to share this with you guys because I am very excited. But I also very much understand if hearing about pregnancy is something that maybe you just cannot deal with right now. Literally no excuses needed. No, nothing. Like, you do not need to tell us, like, please, like, if you need to not listen for a while, I absolutely understand. I don't imagine that we'll be talking about it every time we record. Also, I'm over halfway. I do know it will come up because it is a thing now. Mm-hmm. And so I just wanted to say that first and foremost. And no, I'm excited. Also, if any of you are experts in crate training, I don't need advice.
For
I have
the baby.
A trainer. For the yes. I should clarify. For the new dog. His name is Roscoe, by the way. His
so
name
cute.
Is Roscoe. He's 35 pounds. I don't know what he is yet, but his DNA is coming soon. So I
oh,
may not
you
be
did
having
that?
Gender reveal.
I didn't
yes,
know that.
But okay. I will be having a dog breed reveal.
I love it. That's great.
If you have any advice, I actually don't need advice. I have a trainer, but I do need encouragement. I just need to be told over and over again that this is worth it and it will be fine. And he will stop barking for 3.5 hours in his crate and peeing in it. And I will not feel so sad eventually.
Yeah.
But other than that, he's literally perfect.
He just doesn't like his crate. And that's,
no.
We're going to get him to that point. It's okay. By we, I mean, I'm just going to be there supporting you through that journey.
That's all I need is to be told it's okay. But no, it has been a weird summer and you've had a weird month. August has been weird in general. Rest in peace, Jimmy Buffett.
Dude,
But
right?
It's just been, I'm not okay about it. I'm not ready to talk about him yet. But I know you've been having a time yourself. It's just been weird.
Yeah. Like if I had to give my two-word check-in.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
It would probably be...
What's it gonna make me sad?
It would probably be, like, helplessness.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, this isn't two words, but, like, letting go. Because, like...
Yes, yes.
So I think I had mentioned to the listeners that I had to have a surgery, and the recovery time was supposed to be around 7 days. And about day four, shit hit the fan. And it just, the recovery didn't look like I had planned it to look or
right.
How I was informed that it would go. And so I ended up with a lot of nerve pain and on medications a lot longer than I had anticipated. And there was a lot of like, chaos in the midst of it because no one really understood what was going on. And I'm not really to the point where I'm ready to talk about the surgery in itself and what's going on, but it is an ongoing issue and I am probably going to have to get an additional surgery. And so this will be.
You're in it.
I'm in it still. I'm like not, but I, you know, I had to stop my internship and I ended up being in bed for the whole month of August, which we talk about like summer, like saying goodbye to summer. Like, I love summer. It's so great. But I've literally, like, I've been eating my meals in bed. And so it's been really hard. And I'm not trying to, like, throw myself a pity party or anything. But
no, we know that.
It's just been, like, a real, like, it just makes you realize, like, wow, you really need your body to be able to do things. I have so much, like, empathy and love for people who have chronic conditions, chronic pain conditions, specifically like those that are invisible to other people, because there are so many people walking around with these conditions that they're not talking about and they're, you know, managing it on their own. And people kind of forget about that, you know, as people like get better and they're like, you know, so my heart goes out to everyone. The other thing I will say is, I've never really dealt with doctors that much, I guess. And through this whole experience, I like was very shocked at how difficult it was to navigate the medical system, advocate for myself, explain this isn't right, this doesn't feel right. And I still never really got acknowledgement. And so I am a privileged white woman navigating that system. Like, I can't even imagine what it is like for people who are like a part of a marginalized community. And I do have being a woman as one of those things. I will say there were plenty of appointments my husband and I went and the doctor spoke to my husband and not to me, which is just mind blowing. But it was just really eye opening of like, fuck, man, like, medical care is not great. It's just really not. And
no, it's the whole system is a mess. And I was actually thinking about you, like thinking about, because, you know, hearing about all these like really horrible experiences and really like gaslighty type reactions. And I'm like, is it especially worse because we spend our lives immersed in a medical show where they're really lovely and like,
they're all like, advocating they're like, for their patients?
Yeah, right. And like that's turns out like that is the actual most unrealistic thing about Grey's Anatomy, not all of the, you know, fucking each other. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just I know it's been tough, like more than tough. Tough is like an easy word, but
there I just watched an episode of Grey's Anatomy where the one where the mother comes in with her like young son and is like, there is something wrong with him.
Yes.
And then Meredith, and he has like Kawasaki's or whatever. And Meredith ends up admitting him. And like, because the mom like screamed and yelled, like, we're not leaving. Like, someone needs to admit my son. And like, that is how I felt for this past month.
Right.
Of like, someone do something. And like, people who love me and support me, like coming to appointments and like, pretty, but we never had a Meredith on the other side being like, absolutely,
no. Like,
advocate. And so it's just, my heart goes out to anyone navigating that because it's really, really hard and it can feel really lonely and isolating. And just any type of illness or disease or surgery, even if it's just like a, you know, a quick recovery, it really can make you feel very alone and isolated. And I was really grateful to be in therapy still. Luckily, my therapy is telehealth. So I was just able to continue that through this experience because I don't know how I would have gotten through it if I didn't have that. So.
Well, I also think too, and I remember you saying this where you're like, this is hard. And I have a community of friends and family who are like doing a lot. Like, so it's even like a crazy level of there are people who don't have that. And even like, and like you're allowed to feel that way, that like, even though your friends and family were doing a lot, it still wasn't enough to like make it better. You know, like it's still, and so it's just so true.
Yeah. Which is so hard because like, you're right. And I should acknowledge, like I had a community of people surround me and support me and show up for me in ways that I didn't even know people could do or know that I like would need in my life. And specifically like in my marriage, I think it's really
sweet
interesting.
Sweet baby John.
Yeah. It's really interesting how like you make a vow of in sickness and in health, but you don't really think about that until like
right.
you're in it. And so, yeah, like you said, like I just can't imagine people who really don't have a community. And like even just being able to like put my sister on HIPAA and be like, you talk to the doctor. Like I don't mm-hmm. because that's the thing about the medical system is you are fighting for your life to get like into appointments or to get help or get medication or have people listen to you while you are literally feeling like absolute
garbage. I was gonna say when you're not well, yeah. when you're not well. It's a mess. So. And I think you also should share the new addition to your and John's life that has altered, I think, your activities, your entertainment. Please know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the antenna? Yeah. So it's like midway through this, John was like, got an antenna off of Facebook Marketplace. And then we had like some Amazon cash or something. And so he bought this box and he put this antenna. I don't get any of this. He put this antenna up in the attic. And then this box allowed like over the air cable, not cable, like live television to yes. go to our TVs. And so we have a TV in our bedroom, but it also had DVR attached to it. I don't get it. I don't understand how it works.
Yeah, yeah.
But our life became every night and still is. We watch Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. We're really into America's Got Talent right now. We also watch Rick Steves a lot. We watch a lot of PBS shows and like, so, you know, we were going to kind of talk about like, what have you been watching? We're no longer watching Netflix and Hulu. We're literally watching like, we watched Extreme Home Makeover from the 2000s, just airing over live TV with like Ty Pennington. And you're right. It has absolutely changed our lives. I watched The Price is Right in the morning. It's so great.
It's like we've officially moved backwards now. Yeah. That's wild. Yeah. And I don't have that. Well, I mean, I guess I have cable. So I guess I have those channels.
Oh, you do have cable?
Well, because I have YouTube TV, which I think gets me local channels.
Okay. Yeah. So you could probably, but it's not like, I don't know. This has like a channel
There's
list.
No
like
channel
I can just
number.
Like click through it, which is incredible.
No, it's not like at a hotel. No, yours is more like hotel vibes.
Yeah. So, yeah, there have been like moments where I'm 32 years old and I have like one of those trays in my bed eating and I look over at my husband. We're like laying in our bed watching like watching a Wheel of Fortune. And like, we're 95. I'm like, we just skipped a generation of our lives and like moved into grandparent mode, which
it's
honestly,
just sweet,
it's great.
I remember you said like, I'm sorry, John, that like, we're here doing these. He's like, are you kidding? This is great. Like, he's
so like, pleased.
He's pleased. He's content. He's happy. So we're so grateful
for
John.
The other thing I will say, and I told him the other night, and when I've been starting to feel a lot better, which by the way, that should be like, I am on the other side. I'm still healing, but like, I'm going back to my internship this week over telehealth. And then I'll be like back in the office next week. I'm starting school this week. So like, there is an upward trajectory, but I'm still, you know, like recovering. But anyway, I was like towards when I was starting to feel better, I was like, I don't ever want to watch TV on the couch ever again. Like, why? Why would we sit on the couch when we can lay in our king size bed and watch TV? And I still stand
by
that.
Yeah, every time I visited you, you've never been in your living room. I've only seen you in your bedroom. And
yeah.
Although we did have a patio hang.
We had a
or
patio
backyard hang the other week. But yeah, so it does make me envious because I don't have a television in my bedroom. And I think I need to figure out a way for there to be one before I have this baby.
I think that's true. I think you need to be able to be in that space with a TV on. there's
also,
something
this
about
is how,
it.
How not, how out of touch I am with everything motherhood related. So like, I'm going to get like a glider recliner situation for the nursery because I feel like I'm going to spend a lot of hours in it. And I want to be able to fully recline. Like if the baby falls asleep and I don't feel like moving, I would like to be able to like lay fully flat. And so Jake has been asking for a recliner for like the past 8 years of our marriage. But I'm like, no, you know, so anyways, but I'm going to get one for us to use in the nursery. And my next thought was, should I put a TV in there? And then I was like, wait, no, that's not. Like, that's not how this works. That's not what it's for. but also like would be nice.
You can just have it on like mute while you're like,
yeah.
I just feel like you're going to do a lot of phone scrolling. I feel like that's what people do.
I know. Doom scrolling. I also saw so many TikToks. I also my fucking TikTok algorithm. It's getting better. But when I was in my first trimester, my phone immediately knew I was pregnant because I'm sure I Googled one thing. And I, the amount of people that I was seeing videos of them throwing up in their first trimester, I was like, I don't need to see this while I'm in this. It was just wild. Like my whole algorithm is much less funny videos and more like a night in the life of a newborn. And it's like this woman ragged getting up every hour and a half, like, you know, with a diaper on. And I'm like, I get that this is reality, but also like,
but why do you have time to like make a TikTok about that?
That is what I'm saying. I feel like, I mean, maybe they're making money, in which case, good for them. Like, you know, make this time mean something to you. But
well, you know what's so wild is since you've been pregnant, it's taken over my algorithm.
Oh, yeah.
Too. So like my whole, I could screenshot it. My whole Instagram, like whatever Discover page is all pregnancy. Like I get ads about pregnancy. And so I find that really funny too, that like, not only did it take over your algorithm, but it completely took over mine.
Has not yet taken over Jake's. This is what's wrong with the world. Jake has not gotten one targeted ad about like a stroller, a this, a diaper, like nothing.
Really?
Not anything, which I literally like speak into his phone, you know, like what type of stroller should I get? And like hopes that like he'll get targeted, but he doesn't. He's just still getting like firefighter stuff.
Well, it's probably because he is on there known as like a male, whatever in his whatever age he is. So like, yeah. Even I feel like if you were talking about that, like those ads wouldn't be like, yeah, we should target this to a 32-year-old male.
They know he's not making the choices.
No, no. It is crazy though when you're like life shifts and then all of a sudden you can. Well, don't they say sometimes like people know they're pregnant before they actually like through ads because things in them change?
Like their period app or something? Like
yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Or just, like something like that?
Yeah. Or just something that like they start getting targeted. I don't know, dude. AI. just...
ChatGPT. But yeah, I'm 23. I was just looking. It's the size of a carrot. But this app that tells you the fruits is so fucked up because 2 weeks ago it said a basketball. I'm sorry, but if I put a carrot and a basketball next to each other, those
A basketball
do not,
is huge.
Is huge. I don't know. Like, and so I'm just unaware of who's choosing these fruits.
Well, basketball is also items. Not a fruit.
Right, you can go through different items.
Okay.
There's a sports category. The sports category today is, well, it's also a Furby, which is frightening, but it's a football. A football is huge. It must just mean in like length.
I was going to say in length, I guess.
It's got to just be that because it's not as wide. It's not the size of a football.
Well, yeah, because it's definitely like thicker than a carrot, right?
I don't know. Who knows? It's weird. You see it. I've seen it twice. It. I guess I can call it it. I've seen it twice.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I don't think I see it again until it's coming out.
Until it comes out and it says, what's up, mom? It
says, hey, what's up? Yeah. Hoping it comes out as a third grader, but we'll see. I'm just unaware about how.
Yeah,
that
I think
works.
That's I think that's how it works. I think they come out like fully talking and walking. They just walk right out, actually. Yeah. And they...
Also, I don't want to have any, like if someone were to ask me, okay, if you had to pick which of the Grey's Anatomy baby births would you like to have? None of them. Literally, maybe Amelia's is the closest, but I want pain meds. So like, you know, nothing traumatic happened with her.
Well, the first one like, did, so we don't want like the second.
Not
the
that. No, not that
the,
one.
The
yeah,
Grey's
second,
Anatomy
sorry, yeah.
one. Okay.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy. Sorry. Yes. Like none of them. I mean, I don't want what's his face to cut me open with a binder or a clipboard, whatever that was.
Oh my God.
Meredith
Warren.
Has like the power is out, and she has like a
her spleen.
Bleed,
yeah.
Or
yeah.
Her spleen. Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing good. None of
no,
them.
No. Callie gets in a car accident.
Literally, yeah, like it's so traumatic. I would just like to see a normal birth. Well, did
what about
Teddy have a normal birth? Teddy had a normal birth.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I don't want Owen at my side. Also, they literally like makes it horrific. They weren't chill at that point yet. Like, wasn't Tom there? And then, oh, it's just too much.
Yeah.
Not just a steady, calm birth.
Yeah. So none of those options. And I agree. No. I'm not going to allow any of those options happen to you either.
Bree's going to bring me a glass of red wine as soon as I.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to put it in your IV and just send it straight in.
Send it. No, that's great. So that's like what we've been up to.
The other good, like, I mean, maybe not good thing, but something that's come from me being sick and you being pregnant is we've discovered really good NA wine.
Oh, yeah. So I wish I knew the name of the rosé that I can't remember.
Yeah, that was really delicious.
I've been drinking some NA. There's a really cool NA store. Oh, I just remembered. I have some in the fridge. There's a really great NA store that is in Grand Rapids called More or Less, and which ultimately was also my nickname in Spanish class, Abby Más o Menos. Bree and I drank a great NA rosé together. I would never spend $30 on a bottle if it was real alcohol.
I know, or I right?
would, but only special. But I did spend it on that. But it was really delicious. They should make it more affordable, though.
Well, this is what I told John this last night. Hear me out. I bet that I said 2 years, maybe a year, Kirkland brand will have an NA wine.
Oh, hell yeah. That would be great.
I just feel like it's becoming way, way more popular to, like, we don't just have O'Doul's anymore. We have, like, cocktails and wine and, like, beers.
Right.
I just feel like people want that option, even if they're like, yeah, I want a glass of wine, but then I also want, like, another beverage, but I don't want alcohol, you know, and I also don't want a LaCroix. And I feel like it has to become more affordable. And I just think at some point Costco is going to jump in. That's my guess. And you all
that's
heard
a
it here
good
first.
Prediction.
Yeah.
That's a great prediction. I'll be the first investor. Bree and I both will be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, though, I was chugging it because, like, you know, it doesn't have alcohol. So you just like it and it tastes so good. I have reverted since being pregnant. Like, now that I don't drink when we go out to eat or like anything, I drink so many little sodies so many, but like I at least a day, like once a day or at least once every other day, I get like a Coke, which like, I know that's not good for me either. Shut up, whatever. But like, dude, so good. I feel like I didn't drink soda for a very long time. And now it's just a frozen Coke is what I've been, that is my craving, I suppose.
Okay. I'm so, oh yeah. Should I ask about cravings? I'm so in to soda right now. Starry.
You're a Starry girl.
Okay. So guys, Sierra Mist rebranded into a thing called Starry. And I came out of anesthesia and I said, do you guys have Sprite? Like, that was like the first thing that came out of my mouth. And they were like, no, we have Starry. Or no, but we can get you a Starry. And I was like on meds and I was like, I don't know what the hell that means. But then I drank this thing and I was like, this is incredible. And then Kate like got home and like looked it up and I was like, oh my God, Starry is
Sierra
a Mist. Yeah, it's a Pepsi product. It's and so then I have like a Starry every night with dinner. Now.
I've picked you. You made the first thing I had to bring you was a case of Starry.
Yeah, because I didn't really like Sierra Mist, and like I'm gonna be honest. I don't like Pepsi products. I really don't care for them. But this rebrand and this redo of Sierra Mist has really gotten me through this month. So this podcast is sponsored by Starry.
And I want to like it, but I'm a Sprite gal. Like, if I'm going to choose one, I'm going to choose Sprite. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I am okay with a Pepsi, though. Like, I had a Diet Pepsi at a 3-year-old's birthday party this summer. And I was like, this is actually good.
I don't care for it. And that's
Coke is better.
Okay. Good. As long as you agree that Coke is
better. Zero is the dumbest, though.
I hate Coke Zero.
It's so bad.
It tastes
Dr.
like
Dr. Pepper
flat Coke.
Is my number one, I think.
Oh God, I hate Dr. Ugh. John bought some.
I don't even
recently.
Know what it is. I don't know what it tastes like, but I like it. Also, as soon as we're done with this call, I just remembered I have an IBC cream soda in the fridge, and I'm gonna put that in a frosty glass so it looks like a fucking beer. That's what I'm gonna drink.
That sounds really good. The nice thing about Starry too is it's caffeine free. So like, right. you know, you can get on that at like 7:30 at night and it's NBD. You know, you're going to be able to take your sleep meds and go to bed.
Oh, yeah. Brie and I are both on Unisom. I don't know if you're still taking it.
Yeah, no, I am. I can't sleep without it. So that's been really great
brilliant
for me.
Sleep med. It's the best.
Yeah.
I'm only on a half, though. I knocked off a half.
Oh, that's probably good. I should probably stop
also,
taking it.
No, it's fine. I started sleeping with two pillows on either side of me, like two king size pillows. So depending on which way I turn on my side, I put it like between my legs, you know, like, and I hug it. I'm never going back. I'm never, those pillows are never leaving. Jake, I have like 75% of the bed. It's great. So,
and that will be how it will always be. Wait, so you said craving was a soda?
Oh, frozen Coke and orange juice. Like, I've always liked orange juice, but I just was like, oh, I don't need it with breakfast. It's so good. Also put some Miralax in there. Literally crushing it. Miralax, orange juice, and a piece of buttered sourdough bread. And that is my breakfast every day, almost.
That sounds great.
Oh, buttered sourdough bread. I know you're gluten-free. With orange juice, it's like the perfect combo, in my opinion. I might go have some right now. I'm going to have that in the cream soda.
That sounds really delicious.
It's nice having my appetite back. It sucked when it was gone.
Yeah. We went to, this is funny. We went like a while ago. It was the beginning of summer and we went to go get flowers together. I'm sure we talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah, wow.
And you brought like, you got like kind of nauseous.
A corn dog.
Yeah. And you, and then I dropped you off. I don't know if I ever told you this, but then like later on, I found like snacks in my car that had like fallen out of your purse.
Yes, I brought snacks with me wherever I went. Yeah, those were the dark days.
Yeah, yeah.
We did talk about that because I wanted a carnival lemonade and that's not what that was. It was just regular lemonade, to which I did have many carnival lemonades this summer because I learned how to make them on my own.
Yeah.
Because that was also something I was craving. Basically anything citrus.
Yeah. My sister learned how to make them. And when I was sick in bed, she made us carnival lemonade and it was just as good as carnival
that
lemonade.
Yeah, just a quarter cup of fucking sugar. Like just so
and
good.
A lemon and it will blow
and
your
that's
mind.
It.
Yeah, and you just muddle it all together. The only
Brie's
sad
also
thing
really
is,
into popsicles.
Oh, that's yeah. The other night, this was insane. John like fell. I'm like embarrassed to say this. John fell asleep, and I stayed up really late because I like my sleep schedule is all weird, and I don't know even what I was watching, but I probably went downstairs 7 times. I probably ate 7 popsicles in one night. They're just so, and I'm talking the shitty, shitty popsicles that come in red, blue, no, red, purple, green, or orange, and they are on a popsicle stick. That's it. There's no flair to them. You can't find
no
them
real
really
fruit.
Anywhere. Like people,
no
like,
real fruit.
No, God, no. Like the those are really the only ones that exist anymore. I can only find these at Spartan Brand stores. Which, if you're from the Midwest, you know what a Spartan Brand. Wait, is that everywhere?
I don't know.
I feel like it's a Midwest thing.
Yeah, it feels Midwest to me.
But yeah, they're very hard to find. The other ones that are really good are the ones that are red, white, and blue in one popsicle. You know,
I don't like those as much. I don't get what the white flavor is.
Yeah, it is an interesting flavor. So,
but I like the blue and the red.
And the white's in the middle, so it's not even like
the white's like the white Laffy Taffy. Like, what are you? Like, what is your or the mystery sucker that you would get?
Or like the white like Airhead,
that pizza place in Grand Haven. What was that pizza? Not Mr. Scribbs.
Fricano's?
Not Fricano's.
Clover Bar?
The other one. Clover Bar. There would be that big jar of suckers. And I would always get something. You get pissed when you get the white one. It's mystery. You're like, what are you?
I don't really remember that. Or are you talking about the Dum Dum suckers?
Yeah, Dum Dum. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Cool. I like the root beer flavored ones.
Oh, God. Ew. I just don't care.
Last episode, I think we just talked about fucking ice cream.
We did talk about ice cream.
Our summer's been great, guys. We've been really exciting. No, so to wrap some things up, I will say we still are just trying to get back on 2 feet. And
literally.
So Yeah. So we literally, so we don't know when we're starting season 19. This isn't like going against the strike, right? No, because we're not members of SAG or WAG.
What, us putting out a podcast right now?
Yeah. Yeah. We're not promoting because we're not in it.
Right. Right.
Okay. Just checking. But anyway, so we will be back, and I still think we'll beat the writers and the and you know new Grays. But I have some travel coming up, and it's like the end of wedding season. But so I don't know when we will eventually be back. But we just wanted to like give you a little update, just to remind you, our September patrons, we did pause payment, so you can like stay a patron. We just did not charge you for September because we weren't putting out episodes. And we, if for some reason October is the same, if something comes up and we're still not, you know, putting out, we will do the same. So please just know, like, yeah, we are not trying to steal your money.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, things just kind of blew up in our lives in good ways and bad. And we're just grateful that we still have all of you and we can hop on here and give you guys updates, and we miss all of you. And so hopefully, so there will be no like bonus episodes or no like Zoom meeting this September. But hopefully, again, we don't really know, but I would like to start recording about season 19 in October. But, you know,
I would love that.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Literally, our pets are dying. Their heads are falling off. So,
thanks for being understanding. But I am so happy that you finally let our community know about the baby.
That I am with child.
Yes.
So yeah, if you have any good name ideas, maybe we'll put out a little Instagram post with like, I'll put a photo of Roscoe. You can put a photo of like your bed setup, like with with the TV. And then maybe if you have any like good public television recommendations for Brie, or you have some name ideas for me, that would be helpful.
Yeah, great. Love it.
Love you guys.
Grateful to talk to you. Abby, I love you.
Same. I love talk. This was great. I love you so much. And we'll just call time of death, and we'll see you when we see you. So time of death is, oh my God, 2010. Beep.
Hi there. We are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.